Contrary to popular belief, you and your spouse play on the same team. Although you have arguments on the sideline, learn how to set aside differences and get back on the field. Marriage is a team sport, and it takes us to work together to win. Pre-order the ebook Love in Football, How to Play on the Same Team with Your Spouse today. Release date September 7th, 2014.
Have you recently been turned down for a home or automobile loan? Are your credit scores less than desirable? You could be paying thousands of dollars more for goods and services than those who have good credit. Contact KTP Financial today to learn how to get on track to better credit. Our firm specializes and works to help you understand what is negatively impacting your credit scores and develop a strategy to get you on the road to better credit. Are you ready to improve your credit? Call 404-793-7900 to schedule an appointment with one of our associates. Once again, that telephone number is 404-793-7900. Call today to get on the road to better credit.
Welcome to the Doctor of Love Show, where we give marriages and relationships the tools to prosper. Let's go into the studio and hear the doctor and nurse of love teach another powerful message.
Something that you went through to help to get you, to allow you to get to where you are today, and hopefully you're in a better place. If someone has gone through a series of medical illnesses and things of that nature, well, sometimes that leaves your credit report damage. You might not have been able to pay all of that money for those hospital visits and all of the care that you needed from a medical perspective. And if that's the case, man, you aren't that same sick person, hopefully, that you were a couple years ago because of that car accident or whatever the case may be. Your credit report might say, yeah, your score is low because you weren't able to pay these items, you were out of work, you weren't able to now pay your certain bills, so on and so forth, but it once again becomes a testimony for you to now say, I was here, but I'm now here, and I'm positioned to do better because now I know better and I'm in a better situation. And so I think that's a great way to look at it. It can both be representative of where you are or who you are, but it can also be representative of a test that you have gone through and conquer, and now you're in a better place.
That's good. I'm glad you broke it down like that. Because in going into a relationship, it's easy, or at least if you find this person to be marriage material, and then you kind of discuss these things as you get ready to go into marriage. I think asking about your credit is important. Going into marriage, you need to know these things. Because I think it's something that we overlook. And as you said earlier about purchasing a house, when you start to make those big purchases together as a family, if you haven't did the homework and you haven't taken the time to check each other's credit, I mean, it can cause big problems because, of course, as you know, marriage, money is one of the biggest reasons for divorce.
Yeah, and it's powerful. And just kind of going back to that whole example of, if you take care of your business and manage your affairs from a financial perspective collectively together, and you obtain a home loan, there's no real cost for having bad credit. You can get, pretty much any type of loan that you want. But if you were to obtain a $100,000 house, and using the example of someone who has good credit, $0 is the cost of your bad credit because you both have good credit. However, if you had to go up and obtain a special type of loan in order to procure that house, it pretty much will double or triple your interest rate. And if that's the case, the cost of having bad credit for a $100,000 house could be in the range of, $175,000 to $200,000 that you're paying in addition to what a normal person would pay for a home. And that pretty much, once again, impacts your monthly budget because instead of having that $500-$600 payment, now you're having a $1,000 payment or $1,100 payment on that same $100,000 that you have to borrow to purchase that home. And then you start start to look at it, if you look at your monthly budget today and you had to fork out an additional $400 to $600 because you had to get a special loan to get a home, man, that can negatively impact your family budget. It can make things tense between you and your spouse because both of y'all know who was the cause of you not being able to get the good mortgage, and it just sends. It just can make things tense, and thus, like the stat that you read. I mean, the stat that you mentioned about divorce being influenced by financial matters is always a part of that top three, the big three that we're not referring to as part of the Miami Heat, but the big three as it relates to divorce and marriage. Mm-hmm. Looking at the financial piece, sexual incompatibility. And infidelity and those sorts of things, man, that can be very powerful. And we try to sweep it under the rug, but you have to address that stuff up front, because if you don't, it's going to rear its ugly head on the back end. And you need to know who you are dealing with and have an understanding of what's going on in that specific area of life. Otherwise, it will bring about some resentment.
Good stuff.
Really?
Why is it important that a man should provide before he asks for a bride? Always say that. I tell single men, especially with us being leaders, before you ask for a bride, learn how to provide.
Yes.
I think that's huge. And I think too many of our young men, not to come down on men, this isn't a man bashing session. Lord knows I have a heart for my men. I always talk to my brothers. I keep it as real as I can. But I think too many of men, we learn how to be lovers before we learn how to be leaders. And we'll keep it real. I mean, you know how to do that thing. You know how to have sex. You can do that. Right. But provision and caring for a family is something on another level.
Right.
So help the man out there understand the importance of why is it important that he provide ahead of time before he want to marry. Because I think sometimes, even in today's society, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think some men might even look for that woman that might have some kind of financial stability to help him, and which is nothing wrong, but I think he still needs to be a visionary. He still needs to learn how to be proactive and learn how to provide. So help the men out there understand what I'm saying to a degree.
Man, you know, it's powerful because as men, we're given three primary roles when it comes to this thing called marriage and relationships and in that particular component of life. But, you know, the three key responsibilities we've been given is to be the priest, the provider, and the protector. And so we ought to know how to pray. We need to know how to pray. Why? Because that keeps the enemy up off of our spouses as well as our family. And so we need to be the spiritual covering within the household to be able to be that priest. So that's one component. The second component is being a protector, and that's just keeping all hurt, harm, and danger up out of our households so that our families can grow and develop and be nurtured into productive kingdom citizens, going out sharing the love of God, as well as being a light in a very dark place.
Mm.
So we ought to learn how to be a protector so that our family can feel safe, they can feel secure, and you know, ultimately grow up and be able to share those same principles with their family as they get older. And then last but not least is that of being a provider. And so when you look at being a provider, it doesn't necessarily mean making $1 million, but you need to know how to provide to take care of your family. And, you know, looking at creative ways when everything does not line up. So it's very, concerning when someone is out of work, but when they're out of work, they do nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's problematic, is because even in the midst of being unemployed, you still should be out doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use what God has placed in your hand. Use the talents and the skills that you develop that He's given you and placed in your hands. So for me, if I were to ever go back to corporate America, you know, thank God I'm able to do my own thing. And if I were to have lost my job or lose my job, I mean, I can always do business coaching. I can always do financial management. I can also do